Some days things just end. How
have we hit this far? Oh my gosh. Almost halfway through the week at this point. Almost. Not quite, but almost. I hope everyone, and I mean everyone, is enjoying the week. We're already to Wednesday, almost, just about. I don't think there's any other fantastic way to put it. I hope everyone is enjoying the week and just having a fantastic time. I know I'm somewhere on the edge. I don't know, when was the last time anyone has tripped and fell? Think about it, really think about it. Chew on it for a little bit. I know I did. I almost tripped and fell. And I had to think about that. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I thought, when was the last time I actually did that? I think that's where, like, when you trip and fall, I think that might be where some of the embarrassment comes from. Because it's like, oh my gosh, I haven't tripped and fell since I was, like, a kid or whatever, you know? And that's probably why. I mean, unless you're doing sports or something like that, that's different. Then you probably trip and fall every once in a while. Or at least fall, or hit the ground, or hit the mat, or whatever. Nonetheless, we are here. We are here for Tuesday. Is it Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, however you want to look at it. What I want to ask is, when people ask, like, say something, like, ask you a question, do you, and, like, they don't respond to that question, do you keep asking until you get an answer? Everyone do. Because, like, now I feel like you're avoiding the question on purpose. Like, you know, and it depends on what it is. Like, you know, it really does depend on what it is. I know for a fact, like, if you're in a relationship, that's something that probably happens all the time. Like, if you think about it, like, just people, like, asking a question, like, hey, where were you last night? We need to get new curtains. New curtains is what we need in here. Hey, answer the question. Answer. What question? What did you ask again? And, like, they try to get your mind off it. Like, they'll try to ask you something that's important to you. Like, oh, did you clean out the car? Like, did you clean out the car like you wanted to yesterday? Well, yeah. I did, actually. There was a stain in the back, and I got that out, so it's all good. And then you forget the question that you originally posed. I'm just saying, don't become a victim. Hey, did you wash the car yesterday? We need a new toaster, don't we? This toaster, you know, we can only cook one bagel at a time. I want to be able to cook two. One for me, one for you. You know what? You want cream cheese on it, right? The strawberry cream cheese? What? What does that have to do? Oh, no, you like the chives. You like the chives of yours. You know I hate chives. Oh, right. You like the regular. You like the regular. Right, right. Okay. So, you know what? You have this bagel for now. What were we talking about again? Huh? We were talking about bagels. No, before that, I don't know. But I do know I want to go and see a movie. You want to see a movie, Lynn? They try to divert you. Don't let it happen. Write it down if you have to. Put it on a sticky note and stick it on the table for subjects and key points. That might be a little too much. If you start doing that, then they're going to be like, all right, this person has some kind of obsessive compulsive disorder. Don't. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. What would you do if you found out, by the way, if your house was haunted? Speaking of houses, things like that. If you found out your house was haunted, or like you found like remains in your backyard and that led to like your house being haunted or something. I was watching a movie earlier, and this is why this question comes up, because I was watching a movie earlier, and this person found like remains in his backyard along with a wallet, by the way. Like, I'd immediately just leave. I'd be like, okay, well, there's something else going on here that I don't want to be a part of. You know, sometimes it's best to just walk away. And I think that was definitely a walk away situation. But he definitely He like went inside the house and tried to make a call. No, I wouldn't do that. Like, I mean, he called the police, yeah. But like he went inside and then like called the police. And I was like, that would be the last place I go to call the police. Only reason I would go inside is to get the keys to the car so I can get out of there. If I found out a house was haunted, I'll forget about it. First place I'm going is to the door. Y'all better meet me downstairs. Like, whoever's... y'all better... hey, the house is haunted, y'all. Let's go. I'm just calling out through the house. I'm not knocking on doors and waking people up. Kids, too. I don't care. I'm not knocking on the door. What if it's after one of the kids? What happened to Lindy? Something pulled her back into the room. All right, well... guess it has what it wants. So, guys, thinking breakfast or no? I'd go back in if it was like if it was a kid or like my kids or whatever. You know, I'd go back in and get them unless it puts up a fight. You know, there's only so much I can do against something that's invisible. You know, I'd sprinkle some salt down and be like, look, that didn't work. If you get across the salt line, maybe I can help you. I don't know what else to. You know, it's not like I'm just carrying around pockets of like holy oil or holy water or whatever. You know, there's only so much I can do, you know. You have to fight it. Fight what? You want me to fight the air? How stupid I'm gonna look. They're gonna think I'm the one doing this. She has scratches and stuff all over her. They're gonna think that I'm the one like beating y'all up if I'm just punching at the air. Like, that's not a good look. Get the camcorder. Somebody film it so that way we have evidence that it wasn't me. I couldn't. I'd have to immediately leave if there was a ghost or a presence or whatever you want to call it. I don't care if it's like, oh, well, it's a nice presence. You don't know that. That thing, it could be like, oh, well, when the clock strikes midnight, it turns evil. You don't know what's happening here. You're just as confused as I am. Don't try to pretend you know more just because. We're both in the situation. You didn't know it was even in the house. I had to find it. Especially if I find remains out back. You know, that's not a good sign. You know, nothing nice took place. Like, it wasn't like a peaceful, like, oh, well, we're going to lay him to rest here. Like, he found a wallet, too. I'd be out of there so quickly. I'd go, I'd find, like, a diner or a restaurant and use their phone. Like, I don't know, but I'd figure something out. Something not calling from the house. That's not a good idea, because then the doors slam closed and they lock. You try to break the glass and you can't because the ghost, it's ghostly tempered or whatever. No, forget it. But I don't want to forget about it. It's taking a break, because I think we all need one at this point. That way we can sprinkle some salt down or use the bathroom. Don't let the door close on you, please, because I'm not telling you. If you got to be ready when you got to be ready when you hear it. Hey, there's a presence in the house. We got to go. Forget flushing. Just go. Where is this segment going? I never know. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to get into the question of the day. Something that you don't want to miss. Why? Because, well, it's the Daily Shift. And you know the many ways to find us. You can find us on Google, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music. So many ways to find us. So there's never an excuse. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, you can also find us on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, and the Wisdom app. So there's many ways to find us, and I hope you do. Right here. This is the Daily Shift, and we'll see you after the break. There's a weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. You can find us on the Wisdom on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, the Jukebox Radio, MySpin Radio, Outside the Box Radio, and, of course, on Podcaster, which was formerly known as Anchor.fm, so there's many ways to listen. And I hope you found it, and I'm glad you found it. If you're hearing this, that means you found it. Don't go anywhere. Don't press the button. Why? Because we're about to get into the question of the day, which is... Well, it's a complicated one. This one has to do with love. Love's in the air. And someone I know asked this. They asked me this, and it didn't escape me. Would you step aside if someone you like was with, like, other people? And when he says other people, being with other people, like, what he described was, like, a Snapchat of them, like, with other people, like, hanging out with other people in the middle of the night. Not, you know, it was, and what I saw was, like, you know, it would just be them hanging out. It's like, but at this time of night, and, you know, and it's like, well, is she dating anybody or whatever? Like, I mean, she's allowed to do whatever she wants. But I can understand where he was coming from. Like, see, but I get a little bit of a, I'm a little bit different when it comes to that. If that's something, like, you have to keep in mind that's who she is, you know? So, that would be her decision. Like, that's who she is. Despite the past and everything involved. To me, they made a decision on, like, that's who they want to be. Like, they're going to be hanging out with people. Like, you got to be okay with that. Unless she decides to make a change, with you, for you, you know? But they're not together, so, I mean, she's allowed to do whatever she wants. Maybe if she was with somebody, then, like, you know, she'd be at home, like, hey, do you want to come out tonight? No, I'm just going to stay in. We made some dinner, we're just going to watch a movie or whatever. Or maybe she would even invite you, like, yeah, like, I'm bringing my boyfriend or my girlfriend or whatever, you know. So, like, but if they know your intentions, then that's different as well. Like, if they knew that you like them and they're still hanging out, they're still living their life, but, you know, like, maybe it's like a last hurrah kind of thing. I don't know. It would depend. So when it comes to stepping aside, if you saw something like that on, like, a Snapchat or whatever, like, I mean, that just varies and depends, you know. I think that's a tough one. Like, when we talked about it, it was even tough to answer because, and even then I changed the subject. I was, that's a new toaster, right? That's a new toaster. That one has, that fits two bagels, right? I was looking for one of those. I changed the subject so quickly. No, I didn't. But, I think with that, like I said, if they know your intentions, then that would have to change things, you know. Like, if they know that you like them and they're still doing whatever, if you're with them, especially if you're with them, and they don't change, that's different, you know. It also depends on what, and I feel like if can I come? Like, if you have to ask, then ask, you know. Can I come along or whatever? Like, if it's like at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, or going to the club, or I think I've talked about this multiple times on multiple occasions. I don't know. Like, I'm not one of those. I'm not like a, I'm one of those people that just like to take it easy, you know, regardless if I'm, like, in a relationship or not. Like, staying out till like 2 o'clock in the morning, it's different if it's like a whole bunch of friends and we're out to dinner or whatever, or, like, went to see a late movie. Like, I mean, it all just depends. Like, it's not like it's a one-on-one type deal that is happening. If you're dating them, if it is a one-on-one type deal, like you and her, or you and him, or is that correct? You and him? That doesn't sound right. Like, or whoever. I think that, like, maybe a conversation would need to be had, like, hey, I'm very uncomfortable with this. Don't just sit there. But as, conversation is so important. Communication is key in any relationship. You know, like, how many times do you hear, like, oh, well, we just grew apart? Well, you didn't just grow apart. Like, there is something, like, when something traumatic happens, it's like, especially in movies, you, oh, well, we just grew apart. It's like, well, no, like, you stopped talking. You stopped communicating. Like, you didn't want to, like, actually, in a movie that I want to talk about in entertainment, The Call of the Wild, one of the main characters, he was like, oh, we just grew apart. She didn't want to be around me, and I didn't want to be around anybody. Right, you didn't want to talk to anybody. You don't want to communicate. Right? Because you just went through something traumatic. But nonetheless, I think it's super, super important to always have that communication line. Like, no matter how hard it is at that moment, like, just make sure that that line is never broken. You know, you can, yeah, you need time, like, hey, and I just need some time to, you know, just put some time into myself right now. But just as long as you're communicating and letting them know, like, you know, you're still going through it, you're still going through the motion, so that way they can give you that space, or even sometimes they'll try to be there for you in ways that they know you, like, hey, I made you your favorite lunch, and by the way, I do you like a nice foot bath because I know you like to take care of your feet a lot. That, like, in that communication will give them the chance to also be supportive, because that's what it's about in the end, right? So, I mean, even if you're not in a relationship and you're trying to build a relationship like my friend was or is, it's still important to be able to communicate and get it across that, like, that you still are, you know, that you still want this, you know, because otherwise, then what's the point? If you're not going to communicate, hey, I really like you and blah, 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 like, that's another thing. That's another conversation where it's like, oh, well, like, I hinted at it that I liked it. I was flirting and this, that, and the other. Some people are just like, are like me. I don't understand when people are flirting. It's like, yeah, she was flirting with you, dude. Oh, was she? There's only one person I want to flirt with me. It's only one person. She knows who she is. I didn't bring, you know what? I should have made that a point, like, given examples to him, but I didn't. I was just, you know, I was just trying to be there for a friend. And that's, see, communication. I was just trying to be there with a friend and for a friend, you know. And I hope things work out for you, buddy. Rooting for you. That being said, this is the Daily Shift. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some facts. Facts that I don't know what's going to happen there, but hopefully it's something good and something fun. Hashtag thinking of Julie. This is the Daily Shift. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. So I stumbled there along the railings and the fences. I know if I face to face that she'll come to us.
Nights are long, 2 years, and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on.
This is the Daily Shift, and I am back with something that I think you all will enjoy. It's called The Facts. You told you. The Daily Shift is ready for you. And so that way you can follow along. I'm going to go ahead and give you where you can follow along. It's going to be theladders.com. theladders.com. And it's going to be 7 fun facts about naps you probably didn't know. Or maybe you did. Maybe you've taken enough naps in your life and you know all you need to know. So if you want to follow along there, I'm going to start with number 1. There are 3 distinct type of nappers. There's the habitual napper who takes a nap at the same time every single day. There's the planned napper who plans the snooze before they actually get tired. And then there's the emergency napper who waits until they're so tired that they stop what they're doing ASAP and snooze. Now, if you're following along, it says she, but I just changed it to they because naps aren't like specific to any gender, you know, it's whoever, whoever's tired. Anyway, number 2, naps are a great distressing tool. Yep, if you're feeling especially wrung out, ditching your stressor and taking a snooze instead can give your brain a brief vacation from what's bothering you and calm your central nervous system. Now, there's more there that you can read, and of course there's hyperlinks in all of these so that way you can click on them and find out more. But that begs the question. Like, because what if you're like so stressed out by something, like when you're taking a nap, you have like a nightmare. Would it be considered a nightmare? A napmare? Is that different? Now, there's more, this is bringing up more questions than answering. I'm going to jump to number 3 here. The coffee nap is one of the most effective ways to rebound your energy levels. Simply drink a cup of coffee and then sprawl out on the couch for your power nap. Wait a minute. If you just have a cup of coffee, how are you going to sleep? Because you're going to be so caffeinated. You're going to be so full of energy. Am I right? I wonder how people do it. 20 minutes later, when you wake up, you'll feel more refreshed and alert than ever. Yeah, because that coffee's kicking in. Number 4, you don't have to fall asleep to read. I'm sorry. Wow. To read the benefits of a nap. That's right, folks. You can read the benefits. You don't have to fall asleep to read. I want that to sink in for a second. If you can sleep and read, you've got a talent. You've got a talent right there. Number 4, you don't have to fall asleep to reap the benefits of a nap. Even if you spend 20 minutes just laying down with your eyes closed, you can safely and effectively lower your blood pressure, relieving additional stress that your body is experiencing. Is there such thing as a bad nap? Like bad things that happen with naps? Maybe that should be next show. Number 5, and then we're going to stop there. Number 5, humans nap differently than other mammals. Whoa. The vast majority, I didn't even know other, like, mammals took naps other than, like, dogs and, like, cats and things like that, you know? But I wonder what they're going to say. The vast majority of other The vast majority of other mammals in the animal kingdom sleep for short periods of time throughout the day whenever their bodies tell them they need to rest. We, on the other hand, designate a large chunk of time for sleep and large chunk of time for wakefulness, intentionally delaying rest even when we feel tired. I'm one of those people. I like to get everything done, get it out of the way, and then lay down. Because then I don't want to wake up and be like that. I feel like that's more stressful, waking up and be like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, I got to do that. I'd rather wake up and be like, what do I have to do? Nothing. Oh my gosh. Just get a big old grin across my face. Nothing. I have absolutely nothing to do right now. I did everything. Oh my gosh, this is great. I'm just going to lay back out for another. You can even get another like 10 or 15 minutes in with that nap. Isn't that fantastic? It's like, what did you do? Like, did everything already. Oh, it's beautiful. going to stop there. I think we've learned enough about napping right now. I know these facts, hopefully these facts have made you want to take a nap later on today or tomorrow or whenever, whatever time of day it is for you. I know some folks are already on Wednesday and they're like, I'm already halfway through the week. Almost there. They're charging towards the finish line, which is Friday. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You know, the many, many, many ways to find us. Hopefully, I mean, if you're listening, then hopefully you found us. I mean, if you're listening, I mean, not hopefully, you have found us. But if you want more, you can listen on the podcast. You can listen on Podcaster. You can listen on Google Podcasts. You can listen on iTunes Music. You can listen on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music. I already mentioned iTunes Music. Oh, my gosh. That's how you know I'm ready for bed. We have the entertainment coming up, which is something you don't want to miss. I'm going to be talking about, like I said earlier, a movie that I just recently watched that came out in 2020. And I thought it was a pretty good movie. It's also a book. And I wonder how it differs from the book. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, don't miss what's coming up next. You don't want to miss a beat here. So don't move a muscle. In other words, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you in a moment.
I know that we are upside down, so hold your tongue and hear me out. I know that we were made to break, so what I don't mind. You cue the lights, I'll draw the blinds. Don't dull the sparkle in your eyes. I know that we were made to break, so what I don't mind. Are you gonna stay the night?
Shift where we have the entertainment, and I'm just gonna jump right into it. Why? Because it's about the Call of Life. It's a book, and it also was made into a movie in 2020. I don't know if there's other versions, but the version I saw was the 2020 version, and I liked it. It was a very good movie. It made me. It, like the actors, like some of the characters, it made me upset, which was their intention. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called acting. Once you can get a response out of somebody to like feel an actual emotion, like, oh man, I can't stand that character. Oh, they're so annoying. Oh, I hope you get your comeuppance or whatever. You know, I hope, whatever. You know, then they are doing their job. You know, the movie itself is just. It was interesting. Like, it caught my attention. I had to see it. Another one that I want to talk about, I do recommend this. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give this movie a 6.5. The Call of the Wild. I'm going to give Call of the Wild a 6.5. Why? Because my scale has no meaning. Another movie that I saw was Downhill with Will Ferrell. And I just call her Elaine Benes from Seinfeld because that's how I know her. I just know her as Elaine. Elaine! I'm sorry. That movie, I didn't like that movie too much. I thought it was going to be funny because Will Ferrell was in it. It was a more serious movie, though, than I expected. I did not expect that from good old Will Ferrell, but it's okay. It's just unexpected. I still enjoyed it. I finished it. It wasn't like I got bored at any part. It was just not what I expected. And but with that being said, I still want to give this movie, I'm going to give Downhill a 5.5. I'm handing out the 0.5s today. Handing them out. No, it was still a good movie, just not what I expected. And I think I was plus, like, it, like I said, it just, it didn't, I don't know, it just didn't, especially, I don't know. But with that being said, I know that people are like, his scale means nothing. And you are absolutely right. It doesn't mean anything. You should still check it out because it might be for you. Just because it's not for somebody else doesn't mean it's not for you. If you've ever seen, like, the scores on, like, other movie review sites or whatever, and then you've gone and seen it yourself, you're like, I actually liked it. You know, you could be one of those people. All the more reason to check it out. All the more reason to go enjoy yourself. Find a way to enjoy yourself. Take a nap. Go and watch a movie. Watch a movie and then take a nap. Many ways to do that. Right after you get your bagel. I can only cook one at a time at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and I hope you all enjoyed the show. I hope you all enjoyed your Tuesday, your Monday, your weekend. I hope you enjoy your Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And if it's already Tuesday night for you, then good night. But if it's Wednesday morning and you're about to start your day, then good morning. We will see you all next time.